about something that happened to me about a month ago when I was in the office working. On Tuesday of that week, I came out, and the Federal Express man came to the front door, and he says, you know, I don't know if you've seen a black lab, a dog. He says, the owner across the street on the other side of Oakfield, and Oakfield's just a long street, runs like your aisle down here, and it says, over there, he lost his dog. I said, I haven't seen one, but I'll call the maintenance fellow, and I called the grounds guy and said, keep an eye out for a black lab. So I did. That was Tuesday morning. Got busy, forgot about things, so Wednesday, Thursday, Friday morning comes around. And so Friday morning, the maintenance man called up and said, I saw a black lab. It was about 9 o'clock in the morning. And I said, where? Well, out in one of the parking lot areas of Gladstone Campground. I said, I'll come right out. So then I realized I hadn't done my homework like I should have done. And so I went out and I said, well, if I get this dog, where's this guy live? And I'm going to have the dog in my car and I won't know where to take it. And I'll just, what am I going to do with this dog? And then I had faith because I took all the stuff out of my car so the dog wouldn't thrash it all up, put it in the trunk, said, I'm going to go find the dog. And I thought, well, I'll go across the street and I'll see if there's on the telephone pole a little poster. And here's the wanted poster right there. I went and ripped it off the post so I'd have it for myself. You could take a close look at it if you want. Hold on to it. Just, there you go. And it says, call Rob. So I called Rob. I said, I think we may have seen your dog. I said, right at the front of the entrance to campground. He said, I'll be there in 2 minutes. And he and his wife came up, and I said, well, out there somewhere. I don't know, in the parking area. So they went off, and just then the maintenance man's wife came out and said, I just saw the dog go down past the restrooms down that way toward the cafeteria. So I went up and found him. I says, this way. And so we went that way, and he was walking around down there looking, and his wife had disappeared. I don't know if she was somewhere else right then, but he said, you know, I got close, and he said, I just saw the dog. The dog's name is Remy. And I said, Remy. And the dog ran. And so he said, she's limping. I think she's hurt. May have been hit by a car. This is three and a half days later. And so he said, I sent my wife back home to get the other lab, a golden lab. Bring it here. Maybe the dog will realize that there's a friend dog, whatever, house dog, whatever, and would come and join it. So we're looking around. I said, I'll stay up here in case the dog doesn't come this way. And the lab got there, and this other lab is bouncing all over the place like it's looking for butterflies on a park, you know, on the picnic. And so they walked that way, and then I saw the lab, and I said, it's up here. So then he came that way, and then the dog had gone way over there toward the ponds, if you've ever been there, or the little lake there. Have you been there? Good. You know right where I'm talking about. And so he ran over there, and I went the long way around with my car, and I said, well, I'll, and then I told people, I tried to get my puppy voice when it got closer so I wouldn't frighten it. And I said, here, baby Remy, puppy. And it looked at me and took off. And it was limping. I could see it was limping. And I thought, oh, man. And he's coming with his dog, and he's probably twice the distance of the church here to where the dog is. And the dog stopped and looked and took a couple more steps and looked some more and took a step forward, and then I said, if I'd had a video, I could have put it on YouTube. It would have gone viral, because here's a black lab and a golden lab dashing toward each one, limping on that bad leg, and then when they do whatever dogs do. The owner came and came up and caught the dog, and then the kids piled out of the car, and they got the thing in, you know, the dog in there, and then he said, she's been hurt, her leg's cut. She's limping. He said, I'm going to have to take her to the vet. So I gave him my card. He said, who are you? And I gave him my card, and away he went. I called that evening, and he said, yeah. He said to me right then, I have to add this part. He said, well, you know, there's a reward. I just looked for Rob's name on the poster. I didn't know there was a reward. I said, oh, I had my reward. The dog's getting together. It's fine. And we're gone. So that night I went back to get the poster off there, and I looked, it was $500. I said, well, maybe I should think about that reward. But anyway, the dogs were together. I called him, and he said, yeah, it had been hit. It was not, no broken bones, but had ripped some ligaments. They had to sew the ligaments up. He said, the dog's home rest, got a full recovery. And I said, great. But I want to just tell you one of many aspects of this story that are important. Jesus sent his son down to see us and be here on this earth. And this dog ran from its master. We've done the same thing. And finally, when he saw the golden lab, someone it recognized, a human like us, that God sent his son to be with us, they came together and they recognized one another. So I want you to remember, keep a lookout. You don't have to look very far, because Jesus is in your heart. And he's all around you, whatever you do, and he'll take care of you. I should get my poster back, I guess, wherever it went. Yeah, so I get the $500.